This is America. A beautiful Sunday morning. Thank you for joining me on Inspiration and Religion. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB, the last Sunday morning of June. I certainly hope that all of you, your dreams, goals, and aspirations have come true in this month, at least coming a little bit closer and a little bit clearer to your given mission and your purpose. We are going into the month of July, and we say to God, I'm putting July in your hands, God. I'm putting all my daily motions and words and actions in your hands. I'm putting you first in everything that I do, in everything that I say. And if you do that, we know that all of the actions that we say and the words that come from our lips will be blessed. Even in the summertime, no matter where we are, a lot of you are away on vacation. A lot of you are on a staycation. A lot of our routines stay the same and a lot are different. But no matter where you are, please acknowledge that God is everywhere. And therefore, it is appropriate, certainly, to pray everywhere. There is no place that we cannot say, thank you, God, for the blessings, to count our blessings, to look up and say, God, I know that was you. So on that, we don't know what July will bring, but we do know who knows. And that is our Creator, the one who we wake up in the morning, and as soon as we open our eyes, we say, thank you, God, for allowing me to fulfill another day, and saying, this is the day the Lord has made. So we say, amen. And for those of you who are joining our program for the very first time, I thank you, because it's not only a blessing to me, but it is certainly a blessing to all those that you come into contact with each and every day in your circle of love and your circle of life. Because if you are filled with faith, if you are filled with righteousness, if you are filled in your body, mind, and soul with the love of God, that just spreads among all those that you come into contact with. And it goes from one person to another with the blessings and the wonders and the miracles of life. So say this with me. Say, God, I don't know who needs this in my life, but I'm going to spread the words of scriptures each and every day to those who I meet so they can be filled with faith for their goals each and every day. In fact, we should all have Psalms or Proverbs or scriptures from your Bible on our tongues, so you could just pull them out whenever you have the opportunity, and it only takes a minute. One of my favorites is Psalm 27, verse 14. That's Psalm 27, verse 14. And look it up on the Psalms book that's right next to you. What? You don't have a Psalms book right next to you? That's okay. Here it goes. Psalm 27, verse 14 says, wait patiently for the Lord. Wait patiently for the Lord. We know that it's never over yet. It's if June didn't bring to you all that you wanted, there's July. If today on Sunday, if you're listening on Sunday, is not giving you the answers to all of your prayers, there's always tomorrow. There is the gift of the daily bread from heaven. There is the gift of the manna, the daily grace and mercy and the blessings that God gives us. I need you to know that for those who say, not you, of course, but others who don't listen and don't have faith, say the Bible is outdated, it's antiquated, it has no relations to what we're doing today. They, and those words cannot be more wrong. They cannot be, is there a word called wronger? But there should be. The promises and the vows and the oaths and the covenants that God made for us back in Torah times, back in Bible times, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, and longer, are the same promises that God makes for us today. In fact, the truth is that they are even stronger for us today, and they will be even stronger for the generations to come. In Hebrew, there's a wonderful term, one of my favorite terms, called the dor vador, from generation to generation, and the promises that are in the Bible are the same promises that God has for us this day, each and every day. So read your scriptures and know that God is speaking to us today. God is not just speaking to those who lived thousands of years ago. God is speaking to our hearts and our souls and our minds. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. It is so very, very important that don't let the voice of doubt, don't let the voices that those you hear on the media, turn off the media. I know many of us watched the debate this week, the presidential debate just a few days ago. It is certainly political season, but don't let the political season drown out the voice of God, because politicians don't run our lives. Politicians don't run our country. Politicians don't run how we act and what we say. That is run by God. Over and above anything that you hear on the media, over and above anything in this season of politics, and it seems to be getting worse and worse and worse, there is God above all of that. So don't let the voice of doubt, don't let the voice of media, don't let the voice of politicians drown out that voice of God. Shake off whatever and whoever is trying to hold you back. It's time to let the voice of God come booming through loud and clear. That, you know, that is so very important. Let me read that again. Let me say that again. Don't let the voice of doubt drown out the voice of God. Shake off whatever is trying to hold you back and whoever is trying to hold you back. It's time to let the voice of God come booming through loud and clear. And how do you drown out the voices of negativity? How do you drown out the voices of those whose job it seems is to divide us? How do you drown out those who are trying to get us further and further away from God, further and further away from the original intention of our founding fathers in this greatest nation that was, that is, and that will forever be? You know, if you look at our founding documents of our founding fathers of Washington and Franklin and Adams, you know, they were learned men in the Bible, and they knew that this nation is and will always be so, so very blessed. It was their intention to live in a country under God, protected by God. If you look at most of our founding documents, you will see the word Lord, Almighty. You will see God in almost every paragraph. And that is because they knew that without God, this country has no chance. Without God, this country would not be anywhere. And thankfully, we are thankful for the founding fathers acknowledging that we live under a nation that is so, so very blessed with God. So we have to keep God in our daily lives, especially for our children. In fact, last week we spoke about the wonderful state of Louisiana mandating that the Ten Commandments be put high in every public school so the boys and girls could see and read the Ten Commandments every single day they went to school. And for this week, I just read that another wonderful state of Oklahoma has just mandated that all schools must incorporate the Bible and the Ten Commandments in their curriculums. Let me say that again. It is so very important. Oklahoma just mandated that all schools must incorporate the Bible and the Ten Commandments into their curriculums. Immediately, when we get back in September. So state by state, region by region, the Ten Commandments and God are flowing over our country with joy and righteousness. And that is certainly, certainly a blessing to be had. And on that, certainly, we all say amen. I wanted to say, of course, amen to our friend Bonnie at the men's and boys store. Simply the best with any clothing that you need for any man or boys in your life. I wanted to remind you that they are closed on July the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th for holiday vacations. But other than that, well worth the trip, no matter where you live in the Delaware Valley, to go to their wonderful store in the Warminster Shopping Center in beautiful Warminster, PA, 320 York Road. 320 York Road. They are receiving and have summer merchandise, getting it daily in both the men's and boys department for any of your summer occasions, weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions. They have suits and sports coats, khakis and sportswears and shoes. Are you going on a cruise? Go into the men's and a boys store. Are you going on a vacation? Go into the men's and a boys store. I should add something to that. I should say, before I say the men's and boys store, I should say the award-winning, the multi-award-winning, the men's and boys store. They are constantly winning awards in their formal department, in their men's department, their casual, their boys. Why? Because they are simply the best. Formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years. Again, presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center, 320 York Road. Give Bonnie a call at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. And when you see Bonnie, give her a big hug from me and tell her that Cantor Scott, says hi. And for them, we say amen, amen, amen. I hope everyone is certainly having a blessed summer wherever you are. And I need you to open your eyes each and every day. And if you do that, how can you not see God? No matter where you are, whether you're just staying at home, whether you're on a vacation, wherever you are in our country and the world, each and every morning that you wake up, listen. Use all your senses, because there are some people who think that God doesn't perform miracles anymore. I just wonder why they can't see them. And they can't see them because they're not looking, they're not listening, they're not smelling, they're not seeing. If you did that, how can you not see God? And I would love to hear the miracles that you are living with, that you are seeing, you are feeling each and every day. It is an honor to hear from all those who listen to this program. I get so many texts and emails and phone calls out on the street, wherever I may be, that they share with me the joy they feel when they hear these words that I say each and every day. And it just affects my heart. It makes my heart grow 10 times bigger than it is now, just like the Grinch. And you need to know, the Grinch heart grew bigger, and so does mine. And you need to know that there is no rest in the summer from prayers, my friend. You know who doesn't take a rest in the summer? God. God doesn't sleep. God doesn't slumber. God doesn't go on vacation. And neither should we. Neither should we. We would always, and we should always, pray no matter where we are from our scriptures. All right. It is our Sunday learning moment. Let me hear a drum roll, please. I'm always teaching my kids about the five books of the Hebrew Bible, the five books of the Jewish Bible. Christians call that the Old Testament. And I always say, which is a wonderful skill to know, the five books of Moses. Do you know the five books of Moses in order? I know a lot of you do, but if you don't, here's an easy way that I teach my students about the five books of Moses. If you can say this sentence, you will know the five books in order. You ready? The sentence is, General Electric lights never dim. Say that again. General Electric lights never dim. So you know where I'm going with this. The first letter of each one of those words is the first letter in order of the five books of Moses. So General Electric lights never dim. That would be, let me hear you, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And if you know that sentence, General Electric lights never dim, you will always know. If somebody comes up to you on the streets and say, hey, can you tell me the five books of the Torah, the five books of the Old Testament in order, you will have it on your tongue. All right. So that was the learning moment of the day, as we all say. Amen. You know what I also say amen for? I say amen for people who are evil, people who are not nice, people who tell lies. I say amen when they are forced to go away, when they learn the truth that other people don't want them around. This week, we learned in a primary in New York, one of the biggest anti-Semites in Congress, representative, not for much longer, because he lost, Jamal Bowman, one of the members of the squad, one of the biggest anti-Semites, anti-Israel in Congress today. He lost in his district in New York. He lost big time. And that is a good thing. Every day that he was in office the past couple of years, anti-Jewish, anti-Israel, and people were fed up, and people are fed up. And we could just hope that the loss of Jamal Bowman in the primary is the first of many, many losses of anti-Semites in Congress. And we just have to use our voices in the voting booth to rid our country of those who are in any way anti anybody else, who are anti-race, anti-religion, anti any religion. It is a must that we get them out of our lives and out of our country. But on the opposite, I am so proud. I'm so proud of Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania, who just a few days ago was in Israel. His support of Israel has been totally welcomed, totally amazing. He had a meeting with Bibi Netanyahu, and I am thrilled with Senator Fetterman's support of Israel. That is certainly a blessing to us, a blessing to the Senate, a blessing to our congressmen, and many, many, many should follow his lead. Many should follow his thoughts on the goodness and the righteousness of Israel. Instead of being anti-Semitic and anti-Israel like many in Congress are, and I can list names from here to Timbuktu, but Senator Fetterman is not one of those. I'm so very proud of him to being such a strong supporter of Israel. And for him, we all say amen. We also say amen to our friends at the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or a loved one. Look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility offers amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all communities, all backgrounds, all creeds of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Get less. I'm sorry. Pay less. Get more. A lot more. Let me say that again with all my heart. Pay less. Get more. A lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey License Number 3796. The Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. My friends, they do so much in our community, and I have the honor and privilege of being with them and co-sponsoring with them so many wonderful activities. One of them that I do, if any of you know, and a lot of you do, I am very much into rescuing our furry friends, especially cats. And if you have lost a beloved furry friend, we offer pet loss grief sessions either online or in person at the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Please know that certainly we cannot bring back your cat or your dog, but please know that you are not alone. You can meet with us and others and share memories, share photographs, share thoughts, share gladness of having that furry friend in your life. Please contact me in any way that you would like. If you would like to take part in our in-person or our online pet loss grief sessions, just Google me. Just go to Facebook, go to Instagram. You could find my email. You could find my phone number. I'm very easy to find online. It will be an honor to be with you and share your loss in our community. And on that certainly, we all say amen. You know, every day it seems that the traffic is getting worse, especially where I live in South Jersey, where it used to take 10 minutes to get from one side of town to another. It takes a half hour now, and just a little. I know I'm a clergy. I know I'm a chaplain, but, you know, sometimes these words silently come out of my mouth when I'm driving a little bit of madness, a little bit of rage, but I'm often traveling with a Torah in my car because I'm on my way to a bar mitzvah. I'm on my way to a bat mitzvah, so I bring my own Torah. Have Torah, will travel. And I have noticed that when I am driving with a Torah in the car, my little bit of road rage is kept to a minimum. You know, I take my Torah, I put it in the front seat or the back seat. I buckle in the Torah with the seatbelt so it's safe and sound. You know, everybody should try driving with a Torah safely buckled in the car. What? You don't have a Torah? Well, maybe you should get one. Or maybe a Bible. Take a Bible and put it in your front seat or put it in your back seat. You will be amazed how your mood when you want to get mad when you're driving changes. And that is a blessing for us and all those who are driving around us. On that, certainly, we can say, Maine. It has been so hot this past week, and it's supposed to be hot, coming up in the months to come. And this week, I bought a little, you know, I have colonies of cats that I feed around town. And I bought one of those portable water mist battery powered fans that people take camping. I bought some of those to put in my colonies where they're safe so the cats would get a little mist throughout the day of cold water. And I only bring that to say to say we are taught that in our scriptures that it is our responsibility to take care of our furry friends. And it is an opportunity for us to live in the image of God, to be part of this world, not just be self-centered, to know that there are foxes and raccoons and skunks and cats and dogs and possums and deer that need us. We work in this world together. We live in this world as one. It's not our furry friends and then us. It's our furry friends and us. So any opportunity, especially in this hot weather, that you can take to take care of our furry friends, put out some cold water by your home. You know, put a little shade that they can go in and get out from the sun. I mean, do something. That's our responsibility. That's our obligation. And I know a lot of you do. And I only hope that more of us and more of you can realize and acknowledge the responsibility that we have for our furry friends. Before you chop down that tree in your backyard or your front yard just because you don't like it or for whatever reason, please realize that that tree is shade, that tree is home, that tree is shelter to many of our furry friends. So just keep that in mind as we go throughout this hot summer to take care of our furry friends. And on that, certainly, we all say amen. We're all in this together. And the word all means our furry friends as well. And on that, of course, we all say amen. And speaking of how we're all in this together, you know, the economy for many of us, our money is tight. It doesn't stretch as much as it used to. And there are things that we want to do that we certainly can't, because all the prices, they just rise, whether it be food or clothing or any of the necessities in our lives. But I need to tell you that we are all in this together. Don't let your finances ever stop you or your family from fulfilling your religious and your spiritual goals. If there's something you want to do that adds to your religiousness, adds to you getting closer to God, don't let your finances stand in the way of that, whether it be a religious life cycle event, whether it be attending spiritual religious classes to learn, whether it be joining a house of worship. Give me a call. Send me an email. Tell me that you just want to become closer to God, and it will have nothing to do with finances, and we can do this together because we are all in this together. And on that, I certainly want to wish everybody a splendid first week of July. I know this month will be one filled with so much wonders and miracles. And on that, as we always say, pray more, worry less.